Hello, everyone. It's Gwentlian here with you on a very sunny Saturday afternoon. Well, I realize this boo is not going to be everyone's cup of tea, so feel free to skip if this is not the sort of thing that you enjoy. There's absolutely no obligation to listen to any of my waffle, really. But I'm posting this because I'm going to discuss two arias here that really speak to me personally. And so I thought this might give you some idea of what interests me and what makes me tick. So, in a previous post, I alluded to the fact that I was listening to a complete live performance of the opera Semele by George Frideric Handel. That was thanks to the auspices of this wonderful classical-music-online.net website, which does allow one to stream live performances online. One can also download them for a fee. So anyway, I listened to this opera in its entirety this morning because I found it and I thought I should. And it actually renewed my appreciation for the work, and it made me realize that my two favorite arias of all time are from that opera. Now, I've listened to a lot of opera in my time. I like many different varieties of it, whether it be Baroque, classical, romantic, postmodern. But for some reason, there's something about this particular work that really speaks to me. And actually, it made me realize as I listened to it that I really have a tendency to take things in what my friend Kim would call bleeding chunks. I'll listen to an aria here, or a movement of a symphony there, or a movement of a concerto there, and not really take the time to enjoy a piece in its completeness and really try to get the sense of what the full piece is saying. I hadn't listened to a whole opera in years, for example, and it's actually really funny that I should have listened to this one when I did, because the protagonist, Semele, at one point suffers from some major insomnia, which was what was plaguing me this morning. In fact, she even sings an aria called "O Sleep, Why Dost Thou Leave Me?" I won't play that one today, though. I think it's symptomatic of the society that we live in that we get so busy with things, even things that really aren't that important, that we don't take the time to stop and enjoy something fully. So I'm glad that I did that this morning. Now, the performance that I listened to had its flaws, mostly in the way it was conducted. I really didn't like what John Nelson did with it. He took the slower arias at this tortoise's pace, and then the poor singers ended up being out of rhythm because the orchestra was so slow. Then the faster-paced arias, he took at this ridiculously murderous pace, and there are enough vocal pyrotechnics in those arias as it is, so the singers could barely keep up. But I'm very glad that I listened to the whole thing. I think it did me good, honestly. Now, the two arias I'm going to play today are beloved by me for totally different reasons. The first one is actually one that I often think of, or even sing, when I'm feeling especially sad or depressed. It is an aria that I can actually sing myself, and that's kind of refreshing, because most of Handel's work I can't sing at all. But with practice, this one I can actually do. Now, I realize this is rather a depressing aria, but it actually makes me feel not so alone when I hear it. It's called "My Racking Thoughts by No Kind Slumbers Freed," and I'm going to play the version by Norma Burrows because she's my very favorite Semele.
Thank you.
The next one I'm going to play, and I may not have time for all of it, unfortunately, is one that I'm sure many of you will know, even if you've never heard the rest of the opera from which it comes. This is Where'er You Walk, and the reason I love this aria is because, well, it's kind of a dear wish of mine that one day somebody would sing this to me. Silly as that sounds, there it is, folks. I'm going to play the version sung by Anthony Rolfe Johnson, because it's my favorite. There are many wonderful versions out there, but this is the one that I like the best. Yeah.